I'm Madeline Brandon. This is Day to Day. There are several stories out today about the country's housing market. And for once, there might be some good news for potential buyers. Joining us now from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Lisa Napoli. And Lisa, what's the good news?
Madeline, you know, even if you don't pay attention to economic news, you probably were interested in Alan Greenspan's interest rate hike earlier this week, if only because of how it affects, or ultimately will affect, mortgage rates. Well, there's news this morning that previous hikes may be doing a number on housing starts. The Commerce Department issued its report today. It says housing starts plummeted 13.1% in November. That's the biggest drop since early 1994, 11 years ago. Back then, it dipped 17%. Now, this news is sure to confound economists. They predicted the ease would be slower, but it's important to point out that these crystal ball economists are really just predicting. Permits for future groundbreaking also dipped a bit last month, more than they had predicted, and it just shows you how much you can believe these numbers. Of course, everybody's been waiting for the rising mortgage rates to affect existing home sales, especially out here in big urban areas like Southern California. Those are the numbers I'd put more stake in over time.
So basically, people are hoping with increasing interest rates that housing prices will drop accordingly.
Exactly.
And Lisa, there's some other news coming out this morning from Washington, D.C. about mortgages. What's that?
Yeah, Madeline, as the staff of mortgage lender Fannie Mae partied at their big holiday gathering last night, news came out that Fannie Mae is in big trouble. Last night, the Securities and Exchange Commission said it's ordering it to restate earnings over the last 4 years. The SEC says Fannie Mae has violated accounting rules. Now, the SEC chief referred to it as developing its own unique methodology of accounting. But Fannie Mae's chief executive has said since the beginning, since these charges came out that Fannie Mae cooked its books, that he was confident they'd be exonerated. Apparently not. Now, some of the allegations by our government-run accounting office charge that Fannie Mae used irregular accounting and manipulation of expenses so management would get bigger bonuses. Now, that wasn't addressed by the SEC in what came out last night. They focused instead on a violation of two accounting rules by Fannie Mae, one involving prepayment of loans and one on treatments of derivatives. Now, one in five mortgages in the country is written by Fannie Mae. So this unfolding accounting saga with a business that has $1 trillion in assets is something to pay attention to. Today, Madeline, also in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're going to look at another type of housing, the $9.5 billion manufactured home industry. These are not your father's mobile homes.
All right. Lisa Napoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, Lisa.
Thank you.